Merging with Shiva, lesson 220, the aura and the instinctive mind. As we begin the study of the fourth aspect of man, let us hold in the mind the first three. The physical body as the first aspect, the vital health body as the second aspect, and the astral body as the third aspect. The fourth aspect is the instinctive mind and the human aura, the colorful spectrum that registers whatever state of mind the person passes through. The human aura is the reflection of specific evolution, but it registers most clearly the basic reactionary patterns of the instinctive mind. Within the instinctive mind, there are both aggressive and passive motive forces. Some of these are fear, anger, jealousy, deceit, pride, greed. And then there is that form of attachment, sometimes called odic or magnetic love, as well as happiness and affection. These emotions are either aggressive or passive, depending upon the motivating factors involved. The motivating factors are desire, a lack of control of odic force, or a type of actinic superconscious flow which motivates from within to the externals of human consciousness. When this actinic flow is in action, the more refined emotions of compassion, benevolence, and joy are experienced. Basically, all of these qualities may be defined as being either odic or actinic. The actinic forces flow from the core of the soul out through the odic force field. And when the actinic forces become diminished, the odic forces congeal and rush in to fill the gap. Fear is passive odic force. Anger is aggressive odic force. The two basic colors of the odic aura are gray and red. Gray is the color of fear, which when it leads to depression or intense fear becomes black. Red is the aura's registration of anger. In a suppressed state of the instinctive mind, when desire has not been met, the aura registers as reddish-black or portray the emotions of lust. Fear dominates the lives of many people, even when they have no reason for being afraid. It is a protective mechanism of the lower instinctive nature inherent in every human being, animals too. The fear of darkness, for instance, was born in primitive man's lack of shelter. Long before he discovered the use of fire or even learned to live in caves, he trembled in the darkness when the sun went down each day, for he knew he was at the mercy of wild animals and other dangers of the night. Even today, the ability of men to fear endows them with a natural caution in the face of the unknown. The gray cast permeates the aura during protective investigation until it is proven that a condition of safety exists. Today, man still retains fear of the darkness, but now he surrounds himself with electric light, symbolizing the new golden age in which his actinic force has begun to penetrate through the instinctive mind, refining this mind, just as the glow of electricity refines the vibration of the earth at night. Among other forms of fear are fear of death, fear of poverty, fear of water, fear of high places. Anger is also, like fear, an instinctive control, and at one time served its purpose. The onrush of anger served to protect man's private interest in critical situations by injecting adrenaline into his blood and thus preparing him for defense. But as man evolves closer to his real actinic being, he discovers that actinic love, understanding, compassion, and wisdom are higher qualities than anger. Two more instinctive emotions that motivate the passive and aggressive otic forces into action are jealousy and deceit. The actinic age is bursting forth upon this planet. Its signpost, heralding the spiritual mind of man, are portrayed in symbolic happenings upon the earth, such as the electric light, atomic energy, probes into space, probes into the subconscious, probes into prior lives, and dangerously expanding states of awareness stimulated by chemicals. All this and more shows that man has outgrown the lower instinctive emotions such as jealousy, portrayed in the otic aura around and through the body in the color of dark green, and deceit, portrayed as green-gray.